This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
They wrote that thing?
Yep.
That thing is insane.
Yeah, have you ever heard anybody actually perform it?
I've heard people try to perform it.
Oh, yeah. They only know the first line. I am the very model of the Major Major General. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. And I think it goes on from then to, I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight's historical.
Class is in.
Another week has passed and another Rock School rolls around. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
I love it. What is that? A sausage link wrapped in a pancake and then microwaved?
Otherwise known as a breakfast corn dog.
Yeah, that food is an affront to nature.
Why?
Now, you normally giggle at me because I make 30, 40, sometimes 50 shows all in a row. So
I find it drop down hilarious.
Yeah, but it actually helps sometimes. I had a show prepared for today, which was going to be rock songs where people come in and guest guitar, guest play leads on other people's
records.
So
it's like if you're looking at the title of a track and it says, you know, Hey Lovely by Joe Burns featuring
Chad Pierce.
Okay.
Right. I had a whole bunch of those, and I was going to go with that show today.
Mm-hmm.
However, yesterday to us, we record this show earlier because we have affiliate stations. Yesterday, as in Monday of this week, August 22nd, we lost two great music writers.
Mm-hmm.
And so looked through what I had, and both of these people were part of a duo, a songwriting duo.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to have an entire show dedicated to songwriting duos, and so lifted it right out.
Coincidentally.
So, coincidentally, we are ready to go with this. So having all those shows right in a row actually helped us. So Monday of this week, yesterday to us, but Monday of this week to you as you listen to this show, August 22nd, 2011, we lost one half of Lieber and Stoller. Jerry Jerome Lieber of Baltimore, Maryland, passed away of cardiopulmonary causes at age 78.
Mm-hmm.
78. I mean, he probably just died. You could just call it natural causes.
Sure.
But if you don't know who Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller is, the songwriting team of Lieber and Stoller, shame on you.
Well, I guarantee you know their music.
Oh, sure.
You may not know that it came from them, but I promise you, you know their music.
Guarantee it. Here are some songs that they wrote. Hound Dog,
mm-hmm.
Jailhouse Rock, Love Me, Loving You, Don't. That's all Elvis Presley stuff.
You know my favorite song that they wrote?
Something by the Coasters, I'll bet.
It is. It's Yakety Yak.
Don't Talk Back.
Uh-huh.
Take out the papers and the trash. In fact, we brought a Coasters song to play. There Goes My Baby. In fact, they may be fully responsible for the girl group sound. There was an entire Broadway play called Smokey Joe's Cafe that was wrapped around just their music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lived in Pennsylvania and was able to go into New York City, I actually got to see it. They wrote Kansas City, which is now the official song of all places, Kansas City. They're in the Songwriting Hall of Fame. They are an ASCAP Founders Award winner, and they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when in 1987.
I can probably bet some money that these guys had a nice first floor corner office at the Brill Building.
Yeah, probably.
They knew their stuff.
I'm willing to bet you could probably find 30 songs that the average listener, and I'm not kidding, 30 songs that the average listener could go, I know every one of those, and
easily,
every one of them are Lieber and Stoller
easily
tunes. Here's Youngblood by the Coasters for Jerry Jerome Lieber on Rock School.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood. Young blood. Tell me why. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young Blood.
You better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Young Blood by the Coasters. There's one for Jerry Lieber here on Rock School. I said that two people passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday to us, Monday to you, August 22nd, 2011. Here's the other person that passed away. Nick Ashford.
Nick Ashford.
Can you do it? Who's the songwriting pair off to Nick Ashford?
It was a girl.
Yes, it was.
His wife,
as a matter of fact. Valerie Simpson.
Simpson, yes.
That's right.
Yes,
Ashford
yes.
and Simpson. They only had one major hit as performers.
Mm-hmm.
They were more a songwriting team. But as performers, they had one big hit called Solid. And I actually spun it when I was a disc jockey doing it myself. As writers, however, they had a slew of hits. They stepped outside of R&B, whereas most of their hits came from. Ronnie Millsap had a hit for them. Maxine Brown had a hit for them. One Step at a Time, you may know. It was when they joined Motown, all their hits just kind of went boom and went all over the place. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, you'll probably know. You're All I Need to Get By, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. So a lot of another one of these things, like I said, with Lieber and Stoller. I could probably, I don't know about 30, but I could probably take 15 songs.
Right.
Play them for you.
I know that one.
You know every single
one
of them.
Yes.
It's Ashford and Simpson. He actually died at the age of 70 of throat cancer yesterday to us once again. You talk about marriages not lasting in the world of entertainment. They were married 35 plus years, two daughters, Nicole and Asia.
Wow.
So we got to play a song for him.
That's a testimony to their relationship too,
yeah.
Because a lot of times you find it hard to be married in the entertainment business, but to work together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you drive each other crazy.
No doubt.
Yeah, but they did it. As a song, we have to play something. Here's one of my favorites from Marvin Gaye. This is Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, one written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Nick Ashford, we lost yesterday, to us at least, Monday, to you who are listening out there on the radio station. Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Rock School. All right, we started the show with a quick thank you to the two people who passed away this week.
Hey,
however, the
hey.
Rest of the show is going to be to songwriting duos. Yes?
I was just wondering, and I don't know if you have the answer to this, but you had mentioned that Nick Ashworth and Valerie Simpson were
married.
Ashford. You mentioned that they were married.
Yes.
How come they didn't go by the same last name, I wonder?
I have no idea. It was probably something to do with the fact that they're performers. It kept them separate.
I would Ashford assume. And Ashford.
I have no idea.
Ashford Square.
The two Ashfords.
Mm-hmm.
Ashford Square. Yeah, something like that.
Why
I think
not?
There is an Ashford Square somewhere around here. Isn't it up in Shreveport?
Since
we're dealing with songwriting teams, I brought a whole bunch of them. How about Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus?
I don't know what you just said.
I think I hurt myself. I strained something inside my tongue near my uvula. ABBA. That's the songwriting team of ABBA. How about Burt Bacharach and Hal David?
I know Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, they did a whole bunch of stuff. Alfie, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And how about Alan Bergman and Marilyn Bergman. There's a husband and wife, and they actually kept the same last name. They did You Don't Bring Me Flowers, The Way We Were, and a lot of other songs for Barbara Streisand and a whole bunch of other crooners from the 1970s.
You know what? We should write a song.
You and me?
Yes.
Would you take my last name?
That was totally uncalled for.
Thank you. All right, who are we playing? Mike Chapman and Nicky Chinn. Mike Chapman and Nicky Chinn. Again, you may not know the names, but you know the music. These people wrote for a lot of British bands, lots and lots of hit over in the UK, but had some success over here. They wrote mainly for The Sweet and Susie Quattro.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote Ballroom Blitz. So you probably know that one. However, do you know they also wrote Mickey for Tony Basil?
Well, yeah.
They also wrote You Better Be Good to Me for Tina Turner. They wrote Heart and Soul for Huey Lewis.
I know all this.
And they wrote this one, Exile. I Wanna Kiss You All.
They wrote that?
Yep. You probably don't know their names, but you know their songs. Mike Chapman and Nicky Chinn, one of the songwriting duos here on Rock School. Coming up, one more before the first break here on Rock School. Dude, you're still steaming about that joke.
That was a
take
dumb
my last
joke.
Name.
Well, take my last name. I said we should write a song. I implied that we should get together.
Get married?
Right.
Well, I'd have to tell my wife it's over.
I'll be quiet.
If you're looking for or running through your brain songwriting duos, my guess is either the Lennon-McCartney or this songwriting duo jumped right into your brain, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Actually, I thought of Sonny and Cher.
I don't think Cher did a lot of writing. I think Sonny was pretty much it. It's
I thought
really
Cher
funny.
Wrote.
I don't know that she did. Sonny, he always played the goofball, always played the idiot and all that, and he was no such thing. I mean, that's what he played on stage.
It was all
because,
a front.
Yeah, completely a front. He wanted Cher to sort of look like the intelligent and such. It takes a lot of, I don't know how else to say it, genius to play the fool and look good playing the fool.
Hmm.
You do a great job.
I am fixing Mick to walk out of here.
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were always listed as Jagger Richards, sometimes Richards Jagger, if you know Richards was the main voice and what have you. In addition to their songwriting partnership, they produced a ton of stuff under the code name, the Glimmer Twins.
The Glimmer Twins.
Any idea where the nickname the Glimmer Twins came from?
Somebody in Aerosmith did it as a joke.
No.
Because they were the Toxic Twins.
Well, the Toxic Twins are on this list as well. It came from a vacation cruise to Brazil in 1968. They went on this cruise with their then-girlfriends, Marion Faithfull for Mick Jagger and Anita Pallenberg for Keith Richards. They're down in Brazil, and a real old English couple comes sort of with their canes waddling up to them and said, "Who are you two? We think we know you." And the two of them are standing. Yeah, they're looking at, the two maybe greatest rock stars in the world at the time. And they're looking back. "We think we know you.
Did
Who
they poke
are
out
you?
Their bottom lip like you're doing?"
Yes, they might have. I was like, stiff upper lip, poke out bottom lip. And when the two were having fun with them and refused to, reveal their identities, the two looked at them, the old woman, and said, "Come on, give us a glimmer," which is an English expression stating, "Give us a hint," which they thought was funny. So they called themselves the Glimmer Twins, which is where it came from.
That's bad. You are picking on elderly people.
I am.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them.
Oh, okay.
They're like, ha-ha, that lady said something fun, ha-ha-ha-ha.
And so they picked on it.
Not only are we not going to tell you who we are, but we're going to start making fun of your speech.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's just not right.
They are responsible for close to 160 songs. Jagger, Richards, from Exile on Main Street. Here's Tumbling Dice. Rock School. Talking about songwriting duos today, and we're in our first break, so I figured, instead of doing all rock duos, if you're going to be a well-rounded music knowledge, music trivia person, you should know some music duos, some songwriting duos from back around mom and dad time, right?
Mom and dad time.
How about this? Ira Gershwin and George Gershwin.
The Gershwins.
The Gershwins.
When was that?
Oh, we're back in the 40s and 30s
here. Mom and dad time, okay.
I Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, The Man I Love, Someone to Watch Over Me, the entire opera, Porgy and Bess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, lots and lots of great music out of that. How about Gilbert and Sullivan? Ever heard that before? W.S. Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan. They did the HMS Pinafore, the Pirates of Penzance. I am the very model of the modern Major General. I have information
they
vegetable,
wrote that
animal,
thing?
And mineral. Yep.
That thing is insane.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody actually perform it?
I've heard people try to perform it.
Oh, yeah. Look at, if you haven't, just YouTube probably be the quickest way to do it.
What's it called? What's the official title?
Well, it's from the play, The Pirates of Penzance, and I don't really know the title of it. I believe it's the model of the modern Major General. If that's not it, that'll get it.
That'll
to
get
you.
It. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's. I only know the first line. I am the very model of the modern Major General. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. And I think it goes on from then to I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight's historical. It's maybe it's the earliest rap song ever. Let's just call it that, so we can give ourselves some push.
You got to have some good lungs.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Pull that one out. I saw Gilda Radner. Try to do it one time. And
it's
just,
wicked.
Oh.
It really is. How about Mac Gordon and Harry Revel? Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also big band stuff. So there's just three that you can whip out if you want to really sort of have people stare at you with their mouths open and sort of ask for your man card. Hello, WBSD, listening to us up there in, what is it, Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Burlington.
I hope it's going to be cool soon. I'm looking at the temperatures up north because the jet stream has dropped down.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to reach up and grab that puppy and pull it down here and give myself at least a decent weekend.
It's nice. One day we'll get ours. Hello, yeah. KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where lots of songwriting duos originated from.
I believe Ashford and Simpson, we're not from there. Make sure you get us on Facebook. We're well over 200 now. We're shooting for 250. Search Rock School Radio Show. Zinging them right out there.
You do it all the time. You just jab.
Back in a minute with one of my favorite songwriting duos here on Rock School.
Just further proves the point that it doesn't take a lot to distract us from the show to go and look up something on the computer.
It's from
what
Pirates
were we
of
doing?
Penzance.
Pirates of Penzance.
It's called The Very Model of a Modern Major General.
And we watched it.
Watched the whole thing.
The play. That guy is insane.
Yeah. Not only is it an unbelievably difficult song to sing or rap or speak or whatever you want to call it, the music that accompanies it is brutal.
There was a xylophone player in the orchestra, and he looked like he was beating somebody up.
And was hitting all the notes correctly.
Every single one of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's not even words, Doc. That's just like a bunch of letters together with no spaces.
After a while, I think he was just going, abba-dabba-dabba-dabba,
right.
Abba-dabba-dabba.
How do you write that?
It's wicked.
And wow.
It's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people have it in their head that if it was written before I was born, immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot. Go on YouTube and look at it. It'll take you 5 minutes to watch, and if after that you still dislike it, at least you gave it a shot.
It's an eyebrow raiser. I'll put it to you like that.
Donald Fagen and Walter Becker are the two main songwriters in Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Fagen is pretty much the main songwriter. Walter Becker then comes in and is the person who helps to shape the songs.
What do you mean shape the songs?
Well, when you've got a song, what happens is they come in, and everything I've seen about them, and a lot of this comes from what I've read about Steely Dan, and a lot of it comes from the Asia album sort of behind the music thing they had on VH1.
Yeah.
What happens is they come in with a general melody line and a general thought process of this is the way we want the bass to go, this is the way we want the keyboard to go, this way we want it. And they bring in studio musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And it is then the two of them that sort of pick and choose when people riff on their items.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go this way. And they sort of shape it. So the two of them shape the sound with a structure going in.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the way we want it to go. Now let's shape when people come in and start playing with it.
See, I was under the impression that if you have a songwriting duo, one person would be primarily responsible for the lyrics, and the other person would be primarily responsible for putting a melody that would kind of marry into those lyrics.
Sort of the Elton John, Bernie Taupin way of doing it.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. Normally, from what I saw, Fagen would come in with the overriding idea and such, and Becker would be the person that would help shape it. And you would think, well, oh, it's a Fagen song. Nah, Without Becker's ear, it wouldn't become Steely Dan. Mm-hmm. So you would call them the same way. From Countdown to Ecstasy from 1973, here's My Old School. It's Steely Dan and four great saxophones. That was always their horn section. No trumpets, no trombones, saxophone, saxophone, saxophones. So said Donald Fagen. There you go. Rock School. Bottom of the hour plus 5 minutes. I don't think we've ever gone in this late. Time to do, I know, bad back timing.
You got another what dead watch battery.
Bad back timing. Time to do 7 days and 70 seconds. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad Pete.
Monday, August 22nd through Sunday, August 28th. Chad has Monday go.
Monday, August 22nd in 1956. Filming begins on Elvis Presley's movie debut called The Reno Brothers. It's later retitled to Love Me Tender after one of the songs on the soundtrack.
Tuesday, August 23rd, 1970, Lou Reed plays his last gig with the Velvet Underground at Max's Kansas City in New York City. It's recorded for a Live at Max's CD.
August 24th in 1963, Stevie Wonder's Fingertips becomes the first single to make it to the top of the pop and R&B chart at the same time.
It also makes him the youngest male to have a number one hit, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I'm almost positive. Thursday, August 25th, 2006, 5 years ago, the band Aerosmith announces that their longtime bassist, Tom Hamilton, just completes a 7-week course of radiation treatment for throat cancer. Still recovering a month later, Hamilton misses his first gig in 24 years when the Root of All Evil tour begins.
Love those guys. Friday, August 26th in 2001, Madonna's concert from her Drowned World Tour 2001 is broadcast live on HBO from the Palace of Auburn Hills in Michigan. DVD of the broadcast is released later that November.
Saturday, August 27th, 1991. 20 years ago, the world is introduced to Pearl Jam as 10 is released. Sells 13 million copies before all is said and done.
That's their best album.
Sunday, August 28th, 1985. INXS begins their first tour of Australia as a headliner. Back to the duos, Andy Frazier, Paul Rogers. Now, Andy Frazier had some luck before this, writing Every Kind of People with Robert Palmer. However, in his duo time with Paul Rogers, he writes for the group Free. And their monster hit comes from Fire and Water in 1970, and it's called All Right Now. Sounds like this. Rock School. All right, continuing on with songwriting duos. I mean, we got a lot of them here. No way we're going to get to them all. Let me tell you a couple that we have here. Brian Eno and Robert Fripp, they work together. The Evening Star is probably their biggest work, the album The Evening Star. Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, they formed Chic, but did a lot of writing for Diana Ross. What else we got here? Pete Doherty and Carl Barrett, Doherty with the indie rock band The Libertines. What else do we have here? Rick Davies, Roger Hodgson, they were the two people that wrote for Supertramp. And when you looked at the playlist, this was the one that you pointed at and said, I really want to hear this. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. You really have to be a fan of British pop rock to know who these guys are.
Which I am.
Yes, you are. They are the two guys from Squeeze. Now, they didn't write for anybody other than their rock band. However, if you are a fan of British television, oh, which I am, of course. they are now writing for British television series.
Oh, cool.
So if you go over there, a lot of the music you'll hear on television series on the BBCs. The big one now is called Girls on Top. I don't think there's a metaphor in there at all, but they're writing for a series of television shows over on the BBC. But when they were writing hit songs, they were for the show or for the rock group Squeeze. And the one you probably know by them is Tempted. Sounds like this. Rock School. Some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush. Second break here on Rock School. I'm running out of time, but I'm not running out of duos. Let me give you a few more of them here. Doc Pomus and Mort Shulman, another Brill Building group. Lots and lots of stuff you would know. Teenager in Love, Save the Last Dance for Me, This Magic Moment. Can't Get Used to Losing You, Little Sister, Don't You, Boom, Doo, Doom, 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 and Viva Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. All of those by Doc Pomus.
Could have just said the title. Singing was not necessary.
I love to sing. Well, Page and Plant, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Morrissey and Johnny Marr, that's the Smiths. Richard Marx and a woman named Fee Waybill. She's formerly of the Tubes. But all the Richard Marx stuff you're going to find with that. Barry Mann, Cynthia Wheel, Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. You would know that. Yep. Aaron Neville's Don't Know Much. Lots of stuff for the Ronettes. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Sergio Mendez stuff. Drifters. You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. What else we have on here? Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, the Eurythmics, and of course Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Mm-hmm. When we get back, the group, the two people that are generally given the tip of the hat for starting the Stax Records sound.
Oh.
They were the main in-house writers for Stax Records. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
We will be back in just 1 minute. We got time for two more groups and a whole lot of double names. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, time for a couple more songs on here. Let me run some more pairs by you. Daryl Hall and John Oates. Not always.
Huh?
On some of their hits, yes, Hall and Oates are listed as the songwriting team, but they had absolutely no trouble just having Hall as a singer or as a songwriter, or just having Oates as a songwriter.
But that's not too uncommon. You'll actually see a track listing on all of the discographies of a lot of bands, and it'll have either both of them or just one of them, so that's...
Yeah, I guess. But you do have to kind of look. I brought along a Daryl Hall and John Oates song, but I had to look and make sure that both of their names were on it.
The ones that I like is when you know that you have a powerful songwriting duo, mm-hmm. but they bring in some extra people to help, and you've got about six names.
Yeah, all
on a hit.
And you get the royalty check at 8 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do I have on here? James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Hammett's thrown in there, but Hetfield Ulrich is always in there.
And poor bass player, he gets no love.
No, well, he gets a nice little check. But
yeah.
Henley and Fry, and here's the one I was talking about for Stax Records. Isaac Hayes and David Porter.
Isaac Hayes.
Right. Isaac Hayes, before he became Shaft mm-hmm. and went on stage wearing chains for some reason, he was, along with David Porter, the in-house pair writers for Stax Records. Everything you heard from Sam and Dave was from Isaac Hayes and Dave Porter. Stuff from Carla Thomas, Johnny Taylor. Everything that came out of there, when all was said and done, they composed over 200 hit songs during their collaboration.
So he was doing all right.
These guys were monsters.
He probably did South Park for fun.
Might have. Here you go. This is I Thank You, Sam and Dave, Rock School.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul.
Now, I assume that you have saved my song for the end of the show.
Songwriting duo of the Toxic Twins is what you're getting at? Oh, sure. We'll wrap
up
with
play?
Aerosmith.
Okay, because I would really have to hate to walk out.
a quick goodbye one more time to part of songwriting duos, just massive hit-making groups. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lieber and Nick Ashford, who both passed away August 22nd, which was the reason we did this songwriting duo show.
Very much accomplished men, and they did great things for the world of music. They will be missed.
Sure, lots and lots of songs that you know. Let me tell you some of the other ones real quickly that we have here but didn't get to play. Jack Bruce and Pete Brown wrote I Feel Fine, White Room, and Sunshine of Your Love, all of them from Cream, obviously. Richard Carpenter and John Bettis obviously wrote Carpenter's hits. Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, the Be My Baby, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, To Do Run, 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 Leader of the Pack, another one of the Brill Building people.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, another group from Motown's sort of hit-making team. Rose Royce's Car Wash, War by Edwin Starr, I Can't Get Next to You by The Temps, and of course, Lennon McCartney, The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who are the Toxic Twins?
Steven Tyler and Joe Perry.
There you go. Perry the Riff Master, lyrics and most drum parts added by Steven Tyler from Nine Lives. Here's Pink. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.